In Vermont, the governor and lieutenant governor are elected separately, and this year both races already have a number of Democratic candidates. When current lieutenant governor, progressive David Zuckerman, announced he would run for governor, several Democrats began running for lieutenant governor. Among them is second-term Democratic Vermont State Senator Debbie Ingram of Williston. She tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley her skills and the opportunities the office presents are a great match.
After years of listening to everyday people, I have found that pretty much everybody is looking for housing that is affordable, for health care that makes them feel secure, for jobs that treat them right, and for a better future for their children. And those are the kinds of issues that I've been working on as a state senator, and those are the issues that I would like to focus on as lieutenant governor as well.
Debbie Ingram, you mentioned that you have the qualifications to be lieutenant governor. I'm sure all of the Democratic challengers that you face in a primary would basically say the same thing. So why do you feel that you are best qualified to be lieutenant governor?
Well, I've had varied experience. I've had 16 years of experience in public service, 6 years on the Williston Planning Commission and 6 years on the Williston Select Board. So I've had it at the municipal level of government. I've been serving my fourth year in the Senate. I've also been a minister for almost 30 years now, a minister of a very inclusive and justice-oriented denomination. And that has enabled me to run an interfaith organization called Vermont Interfaith Action. And we have been working on trying to effect systemic change on social justice issues. So that has really melded well with my public service experience. So I think all those years of working with people and working on issues that are important to them is really important, relevant experience.
You've been a senator for a little while now. This is, I believe, your second term.
That's right.
Was it difficult to decide to run for lieutenant governor rather than stay in the Senate and move legislation forward as a state senator?
Well, that's an excellent question. It's trade-offs because it's true the lieutenant governor's position doesn't really move forward policy in the same way that a legislator does. But I think you also have to seize the opportunity when there's an open seat, and I'd really like to be able to use this platform as a way to listen to people and bring them together and to move into the executive branch where some of these policies are actually carried out.
In your first term, and it was noted almost as soon as you made your announcement by other media outlets, you were arrested for a DUI. I'm curious how that has impacted your legislative priorities.
That's right. Yes, I do have the disease of alcoholism, and I had been sober for about 15 years, but I got complacent in my sobriety, and I relapsed and had a car accident, had a DUI. I'm very, very grateful that I didn't hurt anyone. And from that, it was really a wake-up call to get back into a strong recovery, which I have had for 2 years and about 4 months now. But it has affected my priorities. I did co-introduce a bill that would lower the blood alcohol content level for driving. I also have a strong emphasis, because of my own experience, on our youth and trying to educate them early on and give them alternatives to substance abuse. That has been one of my top priorities on the Health and Welfare Committee, especially as we talk about things like vaping and about whether to legalize cannabis. I think it's extremely important for our young people not to be tempted by these kinds of substances that will affect them the rest of their lives.
Are you concerned at all that that will be an issue in the campaign?
Well, I'm sure that, yes, it will come up from time to time. But I do hope that voters will see that actually there are a lot of strengths to a person in recovery, and that in some ways actually is an asset to me as a leader. You know, I'm involved in a 12-step program, and that emphasizes being honest and being self-reflective and admitting when I'm wrong and making amends to other people. And it also gives me the, not just empathy, but I've actually gone through the same kinds of experiences that so many Vermonters have, either with their own substance misuse problems or with loved ones. I think it can actually be an asset.
Senator Ingram, going back to the campaign itself, we've got four Democrats right now running for lieutenant governor. How do you strategize your campaign when there's, at this point, that many people running, and we don't know at this point if other people might decide to run?
Well, having run in Chittenden County for the Senate seat, I'm used to having lots of opponents. You know, I think I'm still going to use the same kind of strategy that I've always used, which is to really get, you know, on the ground with folks, meeting people. I look forward to traveling to, you know, every county and as many towns as I possibly can in Vermont, and really listening to what people's concerns are.
Senator Debbie Ingram faces Vermont Senate Pro Tem Tim Ash, 2018 gubernatorial candidate Brenda Siegel, and Assistant Attorney General Molly Gray in a Democratic primary in the race for Vermont Lieutenant Governor. Interviews with other candidates are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.